The Reds going for their third straight win over the Cardinals. Bronson Arroyo on the hill. We pick it up 2-0 St. Louis in the third. It's Jed Jerko facing Arroyo.
Line drive left center field, and that's going to score another Cardinal run. Jerko aboard. He will score Piscotty, and it's now 3-0 Cardinals.
That ball lined into right field. It will find the seat. Shoveler number 17. First pitch run by Wandy Peralta is blasted into center field by Fowler. One run scores, second runner coming to the plate, and he is out of the plate.
Cardinals do get one additional run out of that. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's now St. Louis 4, the Reds 1.
Here's Patrick Kivlahan as he hits in the pitcher spot, the pitch. High deep fly right center field. Did he get enough? He did! A three-run home run. Patrick Kivlahan, opposite field, has tied this game at 4.
Their one-time closer takes over on the mound, and Votto greets him with a drive into left center field. The Reds have the lead.
The Reds win their third straight against the Cards, taking it 6-4. The Cardinals have now dropped 6 in a row. The Reds' bullpen goes 3 1/3 scoreless frames, capped by Raisel Iglesias getting his 11th save. The Reds come from behind to take out the Cardinals. Joey Votto had the big home run in the 7th, and he talked about it after.
Yeah, he's one of the guys you don't want to get deep into counts with. And I just tried to put a ball in play, and it was a good swing.
It's got to be really fun for you now, especially how long this lineup is. You've got guys in front of you and guys behind you with power and speed, and you don't have to do it all, shoulder the whole load.
Well, I never thought that I would have to do a large percentage of the job, but it's really great seeing guys get better. It's really great seeing guys mature into the players they can be. And it's not just the offensive side of the game. You're seeing guys get better defensively. I think collectively we're all trying to get better, and that's an exciting thing.
13th come from behind win this year. What does that say about this team?
We got to get ahead and stay ahead. We got to stop fooling around, getting behind. Those games are kind of unpredictable, and it's good that we tacked on a bunch of them. But we'll definitely take today's.
It's always fun to beat the Cardinals. You've won 3 in a row, and you've won another series against them. Those 4-game series are awful hard to win.
They're a very good franchise, and it's good to beat anybody. You know, we come out and think of every win as equal. And today was a really good come from behind. Pat with that massive home run deep in the game. That was such a cool moment, and props to him for that.
Patrick Kivlahan with the clutch pinch hit home run. He talked to the media after the game.
Yeah, it was awesome. And before that inning, I was talking to Luis Polarena in the cage or whatever, and I knew it's been a while since I gotten like a hit or a pinch hit, so I just said, you know what, screw it, like if I pinch hit today, I'm not taking any swings before, I'm just grabbing my bat and going up there, and seemed to have worked today, so.
It's probably not a long-term strategy.
Yeah, no, just a little something, one-time thing, and it worked today, so.
Pat, the mentality of this team has been, if you guys stay close, you're going to find a way to win the games, aren't you?
Yeah, we just keep fighting. There's no quitting us, and it doesn't matter what the scoreboard says. As long as there's outs left, we're going to fight as much as we can.
You haven't been here that long, but the last couple of years, the Cardinals have kind of been a thorn in this team's side. It doesn't seem like they're any different than any other 28 teams in baseball right now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know too much about that only because I obviously wasn't here, but I think every division game is important, and we can come back tonight and kind of get that win and kind of help get us going. I think it's a good thing.
Do you like pinch hitting, and how do you approach it?
Yeah, I think I like it. I'm obviously learning. It's something I've never done before, and it's something that you can only learn with more repetitions and more repetitions. So the more repetitions I get, the more practice I get at it, I think the better I'll get at it.
You seem to have a lot of confidence in high pressure situations.
Yeah, I like those situations. I kind of feel almost a little less pressure hitting in those situations because, you just got to do a little bit. You don't really have to do a lot, and just try and get the job done.
The Reds with another big comeback win. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
No, I mean, they never cease to surprise. You're getting into the back end there of the bullpen, and Cecil's in there, and Shoveler gets the infield hit. Jeanette hits the base hit up the middle, and we end up getting to Kivlahan. and he hits a three-run homer to right center. Right-hand hitters are hitting 200 against Cecil, and Kivlahan smokes the ball to right center, and then Joey ends up, you know, after Cozart doubles, hits the two-run homer to give us a lead, and sometimes just amazed that it's happening. And it's, you never get tired of it, I can tell you that.
How about the Patrick? Good call. That's his first pinch hit home run, but he has some power.
He's got a lot of power. He's shown that throughout the course of the spring and then again this season, especially the two home run game in Philadelphia. But I'm not thinking so much home run. You're really thinking more of the matchup. And he just put a good at bat. He didn't try to do too much. He stayed in the middle of the field, drove the ball out to right center. Certainly a big moment for him personally, but a huge moment for us to put ourselves in a position to be in a tie ball game, knowing that we've got Lorenzen and Iglesias. It really felt like we had an advantage at that point.
Since that off day, you've been able to reset the bullpen. Your starting pitchers have gotten a little bit deeper into the game, and we've seen that if you can get the lead late, you're going to hold on to it.
Yeah, and it's not always Lorenzen and Iglesias. You know, we've gotten really good contributions from a bunch of guys down there, and it's been a difference maker, keeping us close. You know, with the offense the way it is, the way the defense really shuts the door. If we stay close, you know, I think this group always feels like they have a chance to come back and win a game late.
Up next, the finale of the Reds series against the Cardinals with Scott Feldman on the hill.